time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillim, CEO of VACC.
Well, not Dennis tonight, it's Andrew, but that doesn't matter because the main man is Mr. Jeff Gwillim, as mentioned, from the VACC, of course, CEO of it. Jeff, welcome to you.
Good evening, Andrew.
Nice to have you along with us. Well, the cars have been in the big news, well, have been big news again, as they all, nearly always are, with the talk in the last, well, last few weeks or so, that really we're relying too much on overseas product on our roads, and maybe we should really try and restart something of a car industry here. Your thoughts, Jeff?
Well, Andrew, I think that one of the things we've learned over the last couple of months is that the perils of narrow supply chains, and it's left us exposed, because if we needed to move into the manufacture of vehicles very quickly, we'd be challenged by that. And, you know, back in, even in the 1970s, we were producing nearly 500,000 vehicles in Australia, and right up to 2016, we still had motoring building capability. Only 13 countries in the world designed and manufactured cars, and we were one of them. And that labour force is still there. It's still in our workforce community. And, you know, if you look at the way that electric cars are built and the difference between electric motors and internal combustion engines, I would still say to government, don't look past having automotive manufacturing back in Australia. It is viable. It's viable with low-volume manufacturing, and we need that capability in case we get stuck.
Yes, I think many would agree with you. If I can just throw in a couple of hurdles, though. We do have a highly paid workforce, which other countries that produce cars do not have, Jeff.
And we do. Yes. We do, Andrew, but we also have high-quality outcomes. So the last cold cars that Holden built here were world beaters. And I think, you know, it's we can't ask in Australia to be paid well, but not want to pay people well for doing a good job. So I think that that notion of importing cheaper products works okay until those supply chains break, and then we might ponder on the value of actually having local manufactured vehicles and paying a price for that. It doesn't mean that every car would be locally manufactured, but it means you develop a capability in Australia that can help you engineer and build other things.
Jeff, tell me, you're a man I assume would know this. Why did Holden sell so poorly towards the end of their life here in Australia?
Well, it is the case with any manufacturer that once the signals go up that a manufacturer might be leaving a country, people get concerned about supply chain, supply of parts and servicing. However, for vehicles that was never manufactured here, we quite gladly and happily buy them and the parts of their, of course, it's a global supply chain. So I think people get abrupt wake-up calls around, you know, the same happened with Ford as well and Mitsubishi when they left Australia. People have a view that it's the end of the world, they're never going to get parts for cars, but it's actually not the case. Even now, you know, you can buy parts from Morris Minors that are made in India. So car manufacturers and aftermarket manufacturers find ways to make things for cars, and particularly old cars. And I just think it's a public dimension where people panic around manufacturers signalling that they're leaving.
Yes, they get that sort of orphan brand about them, don't they?
They can do, yeah.
96900 693, love your calls on this, 96900 693 or 131332 if you're out of town. Give us a call and speak to Jeff about this. He's a man who knows what's going on and what should perhaps be going on in this country. About car manufacture, can you see it coming back? Do you think it's been an absolute shame that it's disappeared? Have you ever worked in the manufacturing or car manufacturing industry? Ford, Toyota, hold on, I mean, they all had factories here at one stage, just about all of them, all the big ones. Do you ever see us making cars in Australia again? Would you like to see it? Do you think it is just a pipe dream? Whatever your opinion, we'd love to hear it. 96900 693 13 13 32 is the number. We'll come back very soon.
Bond Street Dental, now offering initial consultations by virtual appointment for all on four dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book your appointment time now on 1300 266 378. Bond Street Dental, proud supporter of Knights.
Oh, Lord, don't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Oh, God bless you. Yes, you've won a Mercedes-Benz. This year's MVP prize is a Mercedes-Benz A-Class sedan with Mercedes-Benz user experience and sporty three-box design. So join the conversation from 8:30 weekdays. Each week, Neil's valuable player wins a Mercedes-Benz for the weekend and goes in the draw to win the A-Class. Thanks to 3 Point Motors Mercedes-Benz in Fairfield, Kew and Epping.
Harvey Norman, your destination for Australian-made mattresses with brands such as Sealy Posturepedic, King Coil, Sleep...
I know you're listening to this radio ad, but I just wanted to say you're listening to this radio ad, and so are your customers. Because with nearly half of all listening taking place at home, radio's never been more relevant. If you need results from your advertising, visit radioalive.com.au.
Friendly expert team at Harvey Norman.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a robot at home to mow your lawn and wash the car?
At least you've got robot building supplies at work.
Steel,
sleepers,
wire mesh,
timber,
roofing
and more.
Robots got it at the lowest prices, like square and round tubing in prime and gal. Starting from $14.70 for 20 by 20 by 1.6 prime tube 6.5 metres long. Robot. Notting Hill,
Sunshine,
Preston,
Dwamana,
Pakenham,
Coldstream
and Darna.
Call 1300-GO-ROBOT
or order at robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
R-O-B-O-T, Robot Building Supplies.
What does it take to be a real Aussie energy provider? For starters, it helps to be Australian-owned. At Red Energy, we're 100% owned by the mighty Snowy Hydro. It also means keeping jobs right here in Australia and being powered by a leader in clean, renewable energy. Now that's real Aussie energy. Red Energy, 100% Australian electricity and gas.
Here's an important announcement from Budget. During this crisis, we're still providing our essential services to Melbourne's community. If you're a courier or delivery company and you need a truck to service your customers, think Budget. We've a huge range of trucks and many can be driven on an ordinary licence. Needless to say, all trucks are carefully cleaned after each hire. So head to budgettrucks.com.au or phone any budget outlet.
Oh, the Blind Factory!
The Blind Factory free measure and quote is available even without the need to come to your home. It's an easy process and you're involved all the way. Call 13BLINDS or go to theblindfactory.com.au and click free measure and quote.
Nice for Bond Street Dental. Complimentary consultations available now for all on 4 dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book at bondstreetdental.com.au.
6 to 10 on Nice, talking with Jeff Gwillem, VACC of the, or CEO of the VACC, the Victorian Automobile Chamber of Commerce. Say it slowly, Andrew, and you'll get it right. And we're talking about the viability of cars being made in this country again, especially in the light of recent events all around the world and the reliance on certain countries in Asia for so much of what we have. Jeff, could you see it getting to the point where perhaps if we don't manufacture the whole car here, we could do what they used to call CKDs, you know, completely knocked down, or, you know, that process where the chassis were brought out here and then we added the bits and pieces to it?
Look, Andrew, we could do. In the early life of car manufacturing 90 years ago in Australia, a lot of it was cars arriving in Australia from crates from the UK and America, and, you know, we used to put them together. That could happen again. I mean, believe it or not, we even put together Mercedes-Benzes, Chryslers and Citroens and Holdens. And
yeah.
You know, all of these cars have been put together out of crates.
Way back in Buicks and all that sort of thing.
We were
assembled here. And a funny part is that often the bodies were just a little bit different to the original bodies in the other countries, and it made them quite collectible, I believe, for certain members of the motoring public these days.
Well, and that happens now. I mean, different countries have got different design standards that you need to meet, so there are slight peculiarities to them. But what we had then was the fledgling vehicle manufacturing industry, where people in Australia would, you know, these things were stamped out in the UK or around the world, and then they'd be shipped in containers and in crates, knockdown kits as they were known, and then they were reassembled here again. And that's possible. However, and I think we've learnt this lesson from the mining industry, as much of that supply chain that you can be involved in, the more employment and the more productivity you get out of it, that helps support the country. I mean, we had 90,000 people working automotive manufacturing in the 70s, a lot of migrant families, a lot of Australian families, you know, bringing home the pay, starting small businesses outside of the plant, and actually bringing up their kids and enjoying their life. And I think sometimes people, and I hope I'm not being too rude here, but people look down their nose a bit at manufacturing. And I've worked in manufacturing, and the comradeship and the teamwork in those environments is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yes.
And you know, you've got to be in there to believe it.
I know. I've seen some of the social clubs and all that over the years when I've been in factories, and it's been amazing just how tight those teams are. 96900693 or 1313 1332. If you have worked in the automotive industry, maybe in one of the giant factories or maybe in some smaller stream of it, let's hear from you. Paul's on the line. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi, how are you going?
Good.
Yeah, I just bought an Australian-made car, well, when they did make them last Friday. I bought one of the Mitsubishi 380s, only because they were always a really well-made car, and they always had a very good vendor over the years. I mean, I could have bought a newer car, but because of the current situation, and, yeah, I just wanted to buy Australian. And one of the other questions I had, too, was because Holden's going under in Australia, is there any way somebody can buy that Holden name and produce cars in Australia under the Holden badge? And one other thing, we're also talking about manufacturing. I know still the military manufactures vehicles in Australia. The Australian military manufactures vehicles as well, because I've spent a lot of time in the military. So, yeah, there you go. So there's a few points.
Yeah, good on you. Jeff, over to you.
Well, I think if Holden had a view that they wanted cars manufacturing and they wanted to license that badge in Australia, they would. But personally, I think that you would, you know, wouldn't it be fantastic to have an Australian-built car with an Australian badge on it? I mean, you know, the old Gogomobile, that was an Australian-built car. I'm not suggesting we start manufacturing them. But I think, you know, a country to own its badge and to own its own manufacturing would be fantastic. Look, I think Holden has made its own decisions about pulling out of Australia, and that's about mass manufacturing and you know, how they distribute a particular vehicle globally. So I'd be surprised if they came back into Australia. But you never know. I mean, conditions around the world can change. We know that, you know, during tough times, they built tanks down at Geelong in the Ford factory down there. You know, the global economies can shift very quickly. Well, I suppose where I'm coming from is Australia needs to stay deeply in the vehicle manufacturing game so that if conditions do change, or we've already got a manufacturing plant ready to go, we should get on with it. And just in terms of plants, I mean, moving into old car plants actually isn't always the way to build new cars. Sometimes, you know, building a new plant from the ground up using new technology and new equipment can actually get you there quicker.
The way to go. Wise words. Thank you, Jeff. Lovely to talk to you, and maybe we'll talk again sometime.
Thanks, Andrew.
Jeff Gwilliam from the VACC, the CEO thereof. It's coming up to news time at 10 o'clock after news.